let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Set in the 1950s, A Journey into Womanhood by Coral Josick is a book of fiction depicting one Australian girl's eye-opening, traveled path to maturity and greater knowledge of self and others. It's warm, introspective, funny, sad, and adventurous. Coral is an experienced writer who enjoys traveling, gardening, and especially writing. She has traveled to Antarctica, lived all over the world. Her garden is her pride and joy in the Blue Mountains, and she volunteers in local schools to support their literacy programs. Coral Josick, author of A Journey into Womanhood, awarded the Gold Seal of Literary Excellence, joins us from Australia on This Week in America. Hi, Coral. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
This is
and
good.
You?
I am
good
doing,
too?
I'm doing fine as well, and looking forward to having this discussion with you tonight because the book is receiving rave views. It is so well done, such a touching book. I want to talk about, first of all, the inspiration. Where did this idea come from for the book, A Journey into Womanhood?
Well, actually, I went and saw the movie My Brilliant Career some years ago.
Oh, yes.
And I was so taken by the simpleness of the story and yet the beauty of the story. I thought, well, I can write a book that's in simple sort of terms, you know. I'm going to try. And I did. And I joined a group of others that were writing and got the book finished and was very happy that I'd been able to do it.
Well, so are the readers. They're really moved by your writing. A Journey into Womanhood is the name of the book. Coral Josick, J-O-C-I-C, is the author. Book's available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to log on and go directly to the website to Amazon, get information on the book. Interesting, in the beginning of the book, it's dedicated to your mother. You talk about her as the greatest role model of all. Talk about the influence your mother had on your life.
Well, that was the thing I was talking about. My actual mother did have a lot of influence.
Yes.
She then got into working, and just the way that she, having a family, was able to do her work in those days, she was wanting to become an accountant, and she was living at the time in Melbourne. And she had to send back the paperwork back and forth that they were sending, much like students today are doing things on the internet. She was doing it via the old snail mail and was able to get accreditation and became a very good accountant. And as I watched, you know, my mother and I was growing up, I knew that I could follow in her shoes, not in the same way, but becoming a teacher. And I have loved and enjoyed the job of being an accountant, teacher.
Yes.
And teaching different children all around the world. It's been my joy and pleasure.
And I mentioned at the beginning, they like to deal with the young people and with their literacy programs. Books are really important, especially to young children, aren't they, to get them started, the adventures you can do in reading, and it sort of unlocks your imagination, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And to do that, too, I had my students make books of their own, have stories, and while I was living in America, we did animated books.
Oh.
And they did all of that in the classroom, and of course they loved to read because of that. We're proud of their work, and I hope they've gone on to be good readers.
Let's talk about the story in the book, A Journey into Womanhood. Coral Josick is our guest on the program and the author. You started in spring in 1950, and we learn about Josephine, Joey, as she's known in the book. Talk about Joey, who she is, and it's a coming-of-age story, so where she is in her life and what she's looking forward to over the next few years as she transitions into a young lady.
Well, she's hoping to be an independent lady. She goes overseas, is able to, first to England, where she was very easily able to get a job, and she travels around from place to place wanting to explore the world, to become everything that you can be. And to do that, I think you have to have lived in different places and with different types of people. And I gave her a lot of insight into the world. And then especially in the book, as she gets involved with a man, how she is very disappointed in how that has panned out in the end. Being very naive, and in those days, coming from a place like Australia, would not have been very easy for everybody. I think from that, she then developed into the kind of person who could understand other nationalities, be patient with them, especially as she had a lot of different students from around the world. And I think she grew up to be the kind of person that we'd all like to become, haven't all become. But, I think if everybody can go to other places and live and work there for a while, it rounds you out as the individual.
Yes.
So,
Well, talk about the relationship she has with her parents. Early on, mother is very supportive, wants her to be what she wants to be, and Dad, what's a little different, and a few times is talking about, but, you know, it's guys that do that. It's not girls who do that.
Well, yeah, the father in it is not he can't, like, Mum wants the girl to be what she wants to be.
Yes.
And even encourages her to be an engineer, and the father thinks that's quite outrageous. But, of course, in the 1950s, that was what happened
around
the world. The girls, they weren't accepted in those kinds of jobs, except during world wars, women did have to get into working. And that was very true of World War II.
Yeah, as you read
where they
that,
got into the factories.
Yeah, exactly. You remember back in the 50s, you read it now and you're thinking that's shocking that Dad would think like that. Then you're thinking, no, that was 1950.
Yeah.
That was typical the way that dads would think at the time.
Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely. And in fact, Joey had really wanted to be working on a newspaper, and of course they didn't have women in that role at that time. So then she looked at teaching, but there you are. That was the 1950s.
Yes, and it's captured so well in Coral's book, A Journey into Womanhood, Coral Jocic, that's J-O-C-I-C. The book's available at Amazon. If you go to thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on the book. It's interesting the difference she finds in different cultures. Again, you mentioned where she's from. The musician is from Sweden, a little bit different standards over there. Really, it was a shock to her adjusting, wasn't it, to people from different countries, different cultures, different social backgrounds?
Oh, absolutely. At the beginning, I mean, when she first got to these other countries, it was quite outrageous, as mentioned in the book, that you would go off with a young man. I mean, in Australia, that you would have been considered to be a very loose sort of woman in the 1950s. And again, she had to fit in with where she was each time. And that helped her to grow, too, and be the person that I've documented in the book.
Yeah, and you talk about the travel. I mentioned you did extensive traveling.
Yeah.
Any reflection of you in young Joey as she's trying to find her way in life?
No, not really. I have been traveled, and the thing is that I put a lot of what I've written about in places where I lived, only because I knew those places where I lived. But the thing was that what I have got my heroine doing is not, of course, what I did at all.
Yes.
It was just, yes, that's all fictitious. It was just that I could use the places, the countries, just because I could say, well, it had this in it or it had that in it, and talking about England or any of them, what they look like and what the Riviera was like. They were just pictures in my mind of places I had been, but certainly not what my characters were involved in.
Really like Joey, and she really rings like a true person. When you were creating her, how much fun was that to create this person that Every review I read uses the word believable in there. Here's somebody they can relate to, and they believe this is an actual person. You really did an excellent job in coming up with a character that we really feel some emotion for.
Yes, and to tell other people, you know, who may be writing, one of the hardest things to do is to build your characters and to make them believable. It's probably one of the most difficult things, I thought, anyway, when I was writing. But I had always loved writing too, and had had fortunate teachers, especially when I was living in Melbourne in my high school, the latter part of my high school days, where I got to write a lot. The teachers were very good about getting you to write, and I just really loved it. And even as a young child, I used to do elocution lessons and reciting, you know, on stage. And it's always been a forte of mine, like some people's forte is mathematics or science. Mine happened to be the language arts. But it was still not an easy thing to make your characters. And I had quite a number of characters in the book that I had to turn them into, you know, into someone that was good or not so good, right, or took advantage of people. So, you know, people writing today should be, well, they're probably very well aware that that's a very difficult thing to do. Well, and make it believable.
They sometimes, I think, get conflicting advice, and I'll say this because we talk to a lot of authors. It's always interesting how you go about developing a character. You
sometimes
will talk to some author that will say, I have my character plotted out before I even begin. I've got the little diagrams and I've got the adjectives and the whole thing together here. I know exactly who these people are. And others who will say, I've got a sort of an outline, and then I sort of see where the character goes during the course of the story. When you started off with Joey, in this case, in the book A Journey into Womanhood, was she fully developed in your mind, or did this...
No, she wasn't at all. I believe in the second one, that you go with as you're writing, it can take you into different areas and different, you know, thoughts. No, I have, of course, a plan. I mean, an idea of what I want to say, but no, I don't plot it like that. I let it take me.
Yeah, I've often thought if the structure is, and I'm not a writer, but if the structure is that rigid and you get sort of a change of heart or the story is going in a different direction, you're sort of locked into something that probably doesn't work anymore, doesn't work as effectively as you thought it was going to.
No, that's right.
Talk about the research that goes into doing something. Again, I use the word believable, which keeps coming up in the reviews. A lot of research go into this, or you knew the times, you knew the travel locations, it was just developing emotions for Joey?
Yes, it was the emotions and building the characters more than anything and making them believable. But as I said, as I was writing, I must have done about 20 makeovers on my book. I mean, I would edit it, keep editing it. That was the most difficult, one of the most difficult things an author is left to do. You must do that. And I did, and I did it many times, and I was working with a small group of people as writing as well, and we each time decided that every month we'd meet, and every month we had to have a fresh chapter, and then each of us would read each other's chapters and give advice or information or, and, you know, just say, well, I think you would be better for this or that. But in the end, you come to deciding for yourself. But you get the feedback, and it's a very helpful way, too, if you work it in a little group.
With us on the program, time going by so quickly, Coral Josic, and Coral is C-O-R-A-L, and Josic, J-O-C-I-C. The book is A Journey into Womanhood. Coral is coming to us via Skype from Australia. The book's available, of course, here in the U.S. at Amazon.com. Other places, Amazon, probably the easiest to remember. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, we have a link that will take you directly there. One review talks about, started the book, couldn't put it down. It's been a roller coaster ride of bursting emotions. Parts where it brought me to tears and parts where it warmed my heart. Talk about doing that in the writing process where you sort of keep us as a reader off guard. We may be in tears at one point, and then we feel this this warmth, this empathy a couple pages later. How difficult is it to do that in writing?
Well, I knew my character so well, and I mean, I was trying to explain, you know, the disappointments and the heartaches she had had yes. with her lover. On the other hand, in the book, I've made it so that it is happy in parts and it is playful. I didn't want the whole book to just be a downer
yes.
with people reading it. And so that was why I went from making it, you know, very, very hard at points there and difficult and people might cry or whatever, but I wanted the bright side too, and I tried to balance it.
Yeah, that you was, may go from tears on one
yeah.
page to a smile on another. It's such a touching
yeah.
story. What are you working on now? Do you have another book you're working on?
Not at the moment. I'm thinking actually maybe coming up in the future with another book on the same theme, making a second one on Joey.
Ah,
from where I stopped, because I stopped abruptly, at the end of my book, and that was to let people think about it. You know, the ending was abrupt, but my thoughts were I'd like to do another book about going on from that point.
You know, for those of us who like Joey, that would be good. We would love to see her, how she continues on her way into her life. And in the meantime, you've got the garden. Talk about that. I just, so amazed because you really are enjoying gardening. What is it about gardening that's really fun? Is it sort of getting outdoors and being free in nature?
Oh, absolutely. And it's such a beautiful area that I live in. And I have mainly native plants,
okay.
which are very beautiful, and yes, I just like going about in the garden and digging here and digging there. And when, once you retired, as I am, you have these other options. And the writing for the moment has stopped because I'm getting this book done out to the world. And as I said, if it's successful, then I will go on to do another book following on from where I left off in this present one. But yes, and I've got friends who come along and we're able to get some of the beautiful flowers out of the yard and share with each other. And it is a beautiful area. Anybody listening to this, one of these days you should come to Australia to the Blue Mountains.
It does sound like a lovely place
yeah.
and certainly a place that you're proud to call home. And it's such a pleasure to have you on the program. Coral Josick is our guest. She is the author of the book, A Journey into Womanhood. The book's available on Amazon, I will direct you to, other places as well. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Coral's Amazon site and get information and be able to order A Journey into Womanhood. Coral, it has been a pleasure to have you with us on the program. Hope that we have you back and we'll talk about what's coming up for Joey in her life. It would be fun to do that. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Also, thank you so much for having me on the program. It's been a pleasure for me, too.
Thank you. Thank you. This has been a fun conversation. Coral Josick, our guest, A Journey into Womanhood, her book. Information available on Amazon. You can get there directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after we pause for these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.